This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. It's quite a day in national politics as the president will be acquitted today in the U.S. Senate on impeachment charges brought by the House, and the senators from Louisiana, John Neely Kennedy, William Morgan Cassidy, are going to vote to acquit. And last night, the State of the Union address, we'll be talking about that in just a bit with Mary Patricia Ray and Scott Wilfong. And, of course, the Iowa caucuses, late in counting the votes, were the Democrats. But when it was all said and done, a narrow winner, Pete Buttigieg, the 38-year-old former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. So we'll be talking about that. But we start with the Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser, who not only is traveling the state, he's traveling the world to promote Louisiana, the latest visit to Canada. Tell us about this, Governor Nungesser.
Good morning. How you doing, Jim?
Fine.
Well, we just got back from Winnalicious. It's a big event up in Canada, in Toronto, and we hosted a bunch of writers from all over Canada, and they came in, and our chefs taught them how to cook Louisiana food. Then they ate what they prepared, and they'll write about the great food and chefs of Louisiana and hopefully help us increase our tourism numbers from Canada.
I see Toronto is noted as one of the great restaurant cities in the world. I suspect you got some good food there.
It absolutely. Well, we brought Louisiana seafood. I'm a little partial. We taught them how to make gumbo, shrimp stew, bread pudding, and the writers actually went to each station and helped prepare it with our chefs, so they got a little special flavor of how we make our food and why it's so special.
Well, Governor Nungesser, you travel in a lot of places, and a lot of people, of course, know about New Orleans. Some people actually know New Orleans is in Louisiana. What's the reaction?
Well, I tell you, it's this year we've really upped our game to promote Mardi Gras all over Louisiana. People thought Mardi Gras was just New Orleans. But now, letting people know we have family-friendly, affordable Mardi Gras right here in Baton Rouge, in Shreveport, and every one of them's a little different. So we are actually seeing the numbers way up with people driving in from Arkansas, Texas, Alabama, five-state area around, more and more driving to book hotels and stay in areas all over Louisiana for Mardi Gras. And it's affordable, it's family-friendly, and it seems to be working.
Well, back to Canada for a moment. This was a significant trip. Canada is Louisiana's top international market, isn't it?
Yeah, over 30% of our international visitors come from Canada. And, you know, another incredible number, our welcome centers last year logged in almost 14,000 Canadians through our welcome centers that are driving here. That was a 7% increase over the previous year, and those numbers continue to go up. We also met with Air Canada about not only continuing the direct flights, but also talking about bigger planes and more flights into Louisiana as those numbers continue to go up.
877-217-5757. A few more minutes with Billy Nungesser, and then we'll talk politics of a different kind. But Billy Nungesser is the ambassador for tourism in Louisiana. I note that the Canada website users visited LouisianaTravel.com last year 164,000 times, an increase of 150% over the previous year. So you're making efforts to put our best foot forward, and quite often, as you know, we take a battering in the national media. Is that improving?
I think it is. You know, when we're able to go out and visit with these writers and answer the questions about crime and about other things that always seem to get a little bit more press than negative, we can kind of simmer those things and make them realize Louisiana is a great place with great people. And I think we're really winning that battle. And it's obvious by the numbers. You know, we had our largest increase last year ever, 9% increase in tourism in Louisiana. And hopefully that'll continue to increase year after year.
David in Lafayette says, I always said the Lieutenant Governor has the best job of all, travel, tourism, promoting fun. And he asks your favorite restaurant in Louisiana. Do you have a fave?
You know what? I've got several favorite in every city, and you can tell by my size, I don't miss many of them. But I can't say that. You know, I love them all. And, you know, that's the great thing about Louisiana, the different unique restaurants and chefs, which are great ambassadors. And that's why we travel with chefs all the time, because their personality and passion for the food they cook is a sales tool in itself.
All right. Billy Nungesser, of course, is a guy who has been around the political block, starting with his famous dad of the same name, who was chair of the Republican Party. He was also a guy who enjoyed life. Another question from a listener, and I'm pulling up the story right now. It's in the food section of today's New York Times about a restaurant near Tampa, Florida called Bear Buns Cafe. It's apparently very popular. It's a naked restaurant, Billy Nungesser. Do you think we need something like that here?
I don't know, man. I'm not touching that, Jim. We'll leave that one in Tampa. Maybe they got to sell something other than food, because it's not quite as good as Louisiana. I don't think we need to bear our buns to get people in our restaurants, but it's always something different out there.
Well, last night we had a fracas of sorts at the State of the Union, and you've been preaching bipartisanship. We're not seeing much of it at any level of politics. I know some folks in Louisiana on your side are taking shots at you. What in the world's going on with the civility or lack thereof?
Well, you know, it's you're exactly right. My mom used to say, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say nothing at all. And we've got to find common ground. I'm president of the Lieutenant Governors Association, and I have to work with lieutenant governors from both parties to come up with things that we can recommend to Congress that are bipartisan. Child obesity, getting some kind of inspection on imported seafood, things that are important to everybody. And we've got to just start not political grandstanding, because it makes me look good in the eyes of one party or another, but really not say anything if it's not going to bring conclusions to what's good for the people we represent.
Well, Billy Nungesser, we always enjoy talking with you, and I'd like to bottle your energy. I don't know what you have for breakfast every morning, but I think I need some of it. What was on the menu this morning for the Lieutenant Governor?
Well, I'm drinking coffee this morning, good Louisiana coffee, but listen, it's hard not to get excited representing the people of Louisiana that have so much love and passion for our state. So I do have the best job. Your caller was right. This is by far the best job anywhere to represent Louisiana.
All right. Thank you, Governor. Appreciate it.
See you soon. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras.